May 25, 1915. In the midst of the chastisement of war, there is nobody who thinks of converting and returning to God. As I was in my usual state, my always adorable Jesus barely made himself seen, and told me, "My daughter, the chastisement is great." Yet, people do not stir themselves. Rather, they remain almost indifferent, as if they had to be present at a tragic scene, not a reality. Instead of all coming as one to cry at my feet, imploring mercy and forgiveness, they are, instead, attentive to hear what is happening. Ah, my daughter, how great is human perfidy! Look at how obedient they are to governments. Priests and laypeople do not demand anything, they do not refuse sacrifices, and must be ready to give their own lives. Ah, for me only there is no obedience and no sacrifices. And if they do anything at all, it is more pretensions and interests. This, because the government resorts to force. But since I make use of love, this love is disregarded by the creatures. They remain indifferent as if I did not deserve anything from them. As he was saying this, he burst into tears. What a cruel torment to see Jesus crying. Then he continued, "Blood and fire will purify everything and will restore the repentant man. And the more he delays, the more blood will be shed, and the carnage will be such as man has never contemplated." While saying this, he showed the human carnage. What a torment to live in these times! But may the divine volition be always done.